New at the movies this weekend, Julia Roberts is the evil queen in Mirror, Mirror, a live-action version of the Snow White fairy tale.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Snow White.
What? What?
Snow White.
Dimitri asks Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, how he would sum up this film.
Alternately fun and a little bit exasperating. It's more for the younger audiences, but there are moments where you think, wow, if they had been more consistent with this tone or that tone, I think all audiences across the age brackets would have enjoyed it. Of course, it's a story about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It seems like we're in a fairy tale renaissance with Once Upon a Time and Grimm on TV. This film is out now. We had a Little Red Riding Hood film come out recently. There's another Snow White film coming soon. So Hollywood is on the fairy tale bandwagon. I think this one's a moderately successful story. It is an update of sorts on the Snow White tale. You've got Julia Roberts as the evil queen, just having the time of her life and doing a pretty effective job of it as well. Lily Collins, who's a fairly new star, I think people may know her best as Phil Collins' daughter. She plays Snow White. She's pretty charming and certainly looks the part. And of course, it's about a plot to overthrow the evil queen. There's a handsome prince involved, played by Armie Hammer. Also, a lot of good supporting turns, including Nathan Lane plays one of the evil queen's subjects who's always at her beck and call. So on the plus side, it's fun, it's inventive, the kids will like it, it's colorful, and they're not taking themselves seriously, which I certainly like a lot. On the downside, it's just inconsistent. There are moments that are very kind of wink-wink. There are moments that are just straight-on slapstick. And there are moments where the story kind of stalls and doesn't go anywhere. So I give someone a mild recommendation. The younger you are, the more you'll enjoy it. Or if you long to see Julia Roberts sort of cast aside her squeaky clean screen image and have a fun time, maybe it's worth your while.
Yeah, maybe I'll go see it because I believe that Julia Roberts really is like that. And the nice lady persona, that's the fakery.
You've been reading those tabloids again, haven't you?
I have. Well, what can we look forward to in the next couple of weeks?
I'm pretty intrigued by a couple of movies coming out, comedies, so we'll see how they fare. The first one up is coming next week, and it's called American Reunion. And that sounds a little bit bland, but actually, it's the American Pie series. This is the fourth film in the franchise. Now, they made three films. They were getting sort of worse each time out. Then they made some straight-to-DVD videos that really had little to do with the film series. But now they're back. Our friends are older, a bit wiser, maybe approaching middle age, so we don't know if they're going to be able to pull off those antics as they once did. Of course, you've got all the major stars returning, including Stifler, played by Sean William Scott, who is always the biggest laugh-getter of the series. So let's see how this one ages. And then the following week is a really, I don't know what to make of it. It's The Three Stooges. This is one that has been talked about for quite some time. It's finally coming to the big screen. And if you've seen the trailers, you know that the actors chosen to play the main parts are pretty impressive. They look like the Three Stooges. They act like them. They clonk heads and poke eyeballs just like they used to do. I'm curious to see if it's going to be funny. I mean, does this kind of comedy stand up? And our kids today, who are the main audience for a lot of movies, especially comedies, are they going to be laughing? Or are they going to be kind of scratching their heads and saying, boy, my grandpa sure finds these guys funny, but I don't. So we'll have to see how that all comes down.
We just learned in the past day or so, Will Ferrell and the gang will be back for Anchorman 2. What do you think? By the end of Anchorman 1, we were starting to strain a little bit. I wonder if they can get another funny movie out of this.
Yeah, I'm a little bit cynical, too. It's taken a long time. It certainly shouldn't have taken this long because it was pretty darn popular, and I think there's a lot of affection for the film. But yeah, you know, it's the kind of movie you watch, you enjoy, you get big laughs at them, but you don't necessarily think, oh, there's lots of more stories to tell. So we'll see. You know, I mean, hopefully that we've waited this long. Maybe Will Ferrell has an idea or three up his sleeve. Maybe he's got some sort of notions on where to kind of push these characters. Maybe we'll take it to a different time period. This one was more of a 70s film, if my memory serves, and the mustache he was wearing in the film. Yeah. Maybe they can push it into the 80s and kind of mock a whole new decade.
We'll see how that goes. Christian Toto with Big Hollywood. He was with us on Skype, and he barely recommends Mirror, Mirror. He thinks kids will like it, but adults may be groaning a little bit.